October 3rd, 2016, at approximately 2:30 a.m., Kim Kardashian was robbed in her Paris apartment. So stay tuned, because we're going to be talking about it shortly.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is such a happy beginning to a kind of not so happy.
I know. Episode. Usually I would be like dancing and voguing for all of you, showing you all I got, but today is a very serious episode.
It is.
And we're going to be getting into it, but first, let's introduce our lovely panel. Where can everyone find you on social media?
You can find me at TK Trandon on everything, Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff.
You can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third.
Sorry, love me to say that. And you can find me everywhere at Let's Face It with Justine, except for Twitter, Let's Face It 33, and Dakota T. Jones.
What is up, guys? You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and Snapchat under Crazy Kota. So, let's talk about this, guys. This is an episode we've all been wanting for a long time. We've waited for this. It was October when this happened. Kim went silent for months on social media. She's finally back. She's made her return, but it's kind of been silent about everything that's happened. It's not been discussed, really. Right. So, I mean, we have gotten a few interviews, maybe Chloe on Ellen and different things, where she's kind of alluded to it a little bit and talked about it a second or two, but that's been pretty much it. So it was very nice to have them all sit down for this episode, show us what happened, in a sense, explain the story. We got an insight of what went down, and it just breaks my heart. Like, honestly, this whole episode, I was almost in tears, like, looking at the screen, getting teary-eyed. Like, I honestly, my hands were, like, I was just... I could feel it in my heart. I was like, this is such a disgusting thing that someone would do. I can't even imagine. And I was just, my heart was broken for her all over again.
I felt the same way. I think the reason why I felt that is I was imagining if it was one of my family members.
Right.
You know, like I felt it when their pain, their sadness, like that is how I felt, like thinking about if it was my mom or my sister. And it's like, I can't even imagine it.
Right. I felt the same. It just showed me how strong she is. Mm-hmm. Like, you can only like put into so many words, like to have one of your deepest, darkest fears actually come true. And then all the thoughts that go through your head in that time, how she thought, you know, from one moment from being raped to another moment to actually being shot in the back to wondering if she should tumble down the stairs. It was so much. And I was just like, wow. Like, I felt for her. I felt like she was my sister. Mm-hmm. She was my, you know, cousin or something. It's just, oh, it's heartbreaking.
I wonder how she feels now, because now she's rehashing it again. Mm-hmm. And this is not the first time that's happened. Like, you know, obviously you found out in October and then the news has been on it. And then she had to go and talk to the judge, or the judge flew to come and see her. And now it's re-airing and she's telling her story, which is obviously a different perspective. But it's still going to do one on the psyche. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you can only be strong so long. So I'm wondering if she's received help or,
And I think that it shows that celebrities aren't invincible. You can have all the money in the world.
Right.
You can have, you know, everybody in the world know who you are. But that doesn't mean that it's not possible for something tragic to happen.
Yeah, it's been over 5 months, guys, and it seems like it just happened yesterday. So for her to have this going on this entire time and finally being able to kind of tell her story, she said that she did this because she didn't want news outlets, or like if she did a sit-down interview, for it to be twisted. She wanted it to be in her words,
right,
so she could finalize it and make sure with her production team it was told exactly how it should be. Mm-hmm. So I respected that, but at the same time, it's been 5 months. Like, I know they shut down production for a while, but I feel like it maybe needed to come out sooner, because now she's, like you said, rehashing it, and now hopefully she's able to kind of let go and be like, the world knows now, I can kind of move on, we can move on with the show. Mm-hmm. Obviously in the show, we see a preview for next week that she's still talking about it, and she's going to maybe need to see help. But at the same time, I think it's probably a relief that this is out. I'm sure tonight she had to relive it all over again, but maybe she'll be able to kind of put it behind her now, in a sense. I'm hoping. Yeah.
Do you think... I mean, I know that I didn't realize that they were filming the show when it happened. Like, I didn't realize they were in production.
Mm-hmm.
So they stopped right after, because there's more episodes that are coming out.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is it like they stopped for a while and then they started doing it again, and now all of them are airing and we're just not going to see the time difference.
Yeah, we probably won't see the time difference. I think that they'll probably do a good job of trying to make it feel like there wasn't a time difference. Mm-hmm. I think they probably started filming next week's episode maybe a month or so or afterwards.
Probably after thing with Kanye.
Yeah. And so they probably did that to where now it's going to make it seem like, oh, this just happened. But I think they're trying to just... They're just trying to give her some space and time to just to live her life and then pick back up. But I think we kind of got to fill in some of the gaps with Kanye's documentary film, because most of today's episode was that fuzzy, kind of grainy video quality. I know he uses like an old video recorder, camcorder to film that. So I think that thanks to him and his documentary team, we were able to kind of fill in the blanks of what the Keeping Up with the Kardashians production team
did. Yeah, I mean, because to have yourself mic'd, like that's a process in itself, to get yourself mic'd and to go like, okay, ready, now it's time to go filming. So I can't even imagine Kim like having to go through and do that. So that's why you're right, like the whole the documentary that Kanye did, obviously she didn't have to be mic'd and stuff for that.
Right, because all of that, I felt like a lot of this episode was very hard to hear, like there was other noise, background noise going on. So it wasn't like they were mic'd. This was all very raw, which I liked, but at the same time, yeah, you knew that this was something that was happening and that they didn't have time to prepare or put microphones on or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I do want to say, they started off showing kind of what happened, but then they went back a week. So they were so excited to go to Paris Fashion Week. They were saying that this is such an exciting, fun place. You know, this is where Kim had her wedding.
Courtney's first time.
Yeah, Courtney's first time. They were so excited. They were getting ready. And Mason was saying, oh, Mom, that looks so weird what you're wearing. Like, they were just having a good time. They're thinking this is going to be a great trip.
I didn't realize that was Courtney's very first time in Paris, ever?
I think it's just a fashion week.
Oh, because I was like, wait.
Yeah, she's been to Paris a few times.
No, okay. That's what I was like, wait, what? Okay,
and
anyway.
The first show that they were going to, how do you pronounce his name?
Olive.
And like it's, you know, the way it's spelled, I would think it's Oliver Rousting, but it's Olive or something like that.
Olive. You know, yeah,
they have a little
like that.
Paris twist on it.
It'd be kind of interesting too, because Kim noted that, you know, all her great memories were there, like her wedding dress, wedding, her moments with Kanye. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if now that's kind of tainted. Like, you know, it's no longer going to be, you know, a special place.
And, I don't know if she'll want to necessarily go back to Paris just for fun as much anymore.
Like,
or
just
maybe
for
a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could see her maybe skipping out on Paris Fashion Week next year or this year.
Yeah.
I could see her skipping out on it. Because, I mean, I wouldn't want to go back to a place where something like that happened to me. Exactly. And even reliving all of that, like, that would just be so scary. But
it sucks that it has to be Paris, you know? Like, that's a place that she loves. She's always talking about it. The whole family is, so it does suck that it's, like, out of anywhere there.
Yeah.
And I think it's even scarier because, like she was saying, like, they didn't speak English. Like, she didn't know what they were saying. We'll get to that in a minute, but I think that's even scarier that this happened in another country.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly. And we see them go, or she goes to the Givenchy...
Givenchy.
fitting. And I love that Kanye flew all the way out there 12 hours only to stay for one day because he was upset with one of Kim's outfits.
That's love right there.
Oh my God.
He wanted to be there. And the guy was like, you could have FaceTimed. And, exactly. And he was like, no.
Got to physically be embarrassed.
You can't see everything over
that's
FaceTime.
That's love, but I still think that's a little bit much.
It's
kind of like, babe, I love you, but you flew 12 hours just to come see if I would pick out the right dress. Like, you don't trust my little artistic direction.
I
have a stylist. I have sisters.
Right.
You know, and plus I'm cute.
I thought it was a sweet
you
gesture.
Can do it through FaceTime.
I can FaceTime you, babe. You can still see that these boots are red. Stop it. You don't need to actually be
it's
in my
all
face.
The fine detail, the stitches.
I'll put it close.
And they can do that. Most people can't get on a plane and go.
Right.
And
of course, you know.
But they can, so they do.
And maybe he got himself some too, so don't take away that fact. You can't do that through FaceTime.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true.
I think he probably went because he was like, you know, I have this one day break. I'd love to see my wife. But I mean, some people might take it as a little bit controlling to be like, I've got to be there in person on your fitting and be like up this guy's butt to make sure you look good.
Right.
But
right.
I mean, yeah, I think you could trust her and be like, you know what? You know, it'll all be fixed. It'll all be fine. But
some people might take it controlling. Other people might think it's really sweet. I think
depends
it might
on
be,
personality, too. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I would not... That would annoy me.
I think but it's a mixture, more too. Like,
I think so, too.
Probably a mixture.
Yeah. Like, it's kind of cute, but it's still a little crazy for me.
Yeah, but it's just like, borderline. Yeah, it just seems like his personality, though. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Between him and... Between Kanye and Kim, it always seems like he's the one... Right. She seems a little more easygoing. I'm not saying easygoing with everything, but more...
She's laid back a little
bit. Yeah, just a little bit more
I think she's more laid back because he's a little bit more...
Yeah, exactly.
They kind of even
each other out. Can you imagine if they were both like Kanye and uptight and crazy? That would never work.
That's why originally whenever I found out they were together, I didn't really see it at first because I've met Kim twice and she's one of the most sweet, down-earth, like just beautiful people. And then he's known for being just kind of rude and very
intense.
Yeah, some people he's rude to. Some people, he started to be a little nicer to some of the fans. Like, he'll take some photos. But I don't know. That's why I didn't really see it at first. But I guess they do even each other out. And he does seem to really genuinely love her. I mean, no one's going to drop whatever they're doing and fly 12 hours just to see you for a day.
I think also,
so I do respect that.
I think also, too, he's probably like an introvert. And I think what people don't take into consideration with celebrities who, you know, just because they're acting or they're musicians or whatever, they also have personalities before. So before they became who they are. So, you know, introverts and extroverts, that's a real thing.
Yeah.
So I think he is more of an introvert and he's, you know, he's working on it to an extent. He doesn't necessarily feel like he has to work on it, but...
And he comes across rude, but it may be just because he's super uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it just depends because there's literally... camera, your camera personality, and even if the camera, their personality is like, okay, Kim, say that is her, but it's to an extent. There's no way that you can be your full 100% self on camera, so we're seeing a part of Kim, we're seeing a part of Kanye, so outside of camera, they could be totally different.
He could be totally cool, yeah.
He could be totally cool, she could be, I mean, we don't know, she could be a little bit more uptight, like, we don't know.
That's a lot of acting over 13 seasons, though.
That is a lot of acting. You think it would have came out at some
Your representative would have came out,
So it's probably Kanye, because he's never on the show.
I think he's just definitely, like, just an introvert. I think over the years, he's kind of you're seeing a little bit more of him, like, I guess, camera time, but I just think he's more artistic than people person.
Yeah.
So he'd rather spend time doing his art and dressing his wife.
Think about it. He didn't want to be on the reality show. Like, he's only in little parts. He's not, like, a main character.
Exactly. He's made it very... I'm honestly surprised that he let them use the footage from his documentary.
Right.
Because that in itself was kind of like, oh, wow. Like, he actually offered that footage. Like, that's kind of a big deal because he's very quiet and personal. Yeah. I don't know if they may... I mean, Kanye documents his life through this video photographer person, through, like, an old camcorder, but... I don't know if he ever plans to release it or if he just has it as, like, a documentation of his life so he can go back and watch things. Because even the whole Taylor Swift call, he recorded that. Like, he records everything, so he has it, and he can go back to use it if he needs to.
I feel like he's going to eventually let it out. I think it's going to be one of those, like, oh, maybe if he were to pass, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. I think he thinks of himself, it's Yeezy. So he thinks of himself as, it's almost, this is going to be his last testament, like the Bible of Kanye. So it might actually be interesting to see, you know, things that we don't necessarily get to see. Mm-hmm. So
So you think it'll come out, like, once he's gone?
It's either going to be once he's gone or once he's kind of almost, because I definitely see he's going to hit a point where almost like a Prince type, where he's made his career. Now he's just making music for himself, so you're not going to see him out and about.
Mm-hmm. He's probably going to pull it like a Michael Jackson, this is it, and like totally just like have this one last hurrah.
Because he's, you know, it's more about the art. Like, you know, it's great to have the fans and stuff like that, but I think he just likes creating more. So it's going to be kind of a point where, you know, you don't see him as often. And now they're settling in, like, they're older and, you know, they're settling into their life.
Is that why Kim's Instagram, the way her pictures are, I've noticed they're, like, older or they have, like, a tint to them? Have you noticed her pictures lately?
Yeah, she has been doing that.
See, I don't like that. I was looking at it, I was like, is that, like, a new thing? Is that, like, Kanye's thing? Because I don't like it personally. I like the pictures are more clear. Yeah, that's just me. I know a lot of people like that look. Oh. I just don't like it.
Could be her new social media person.
That's what I'm saying.
She fired the other one.
But talking about that, the reason why is because I got that same vibe that I saw on Kanye's. Like, that same kind of older, discolored kind of vibe. That's why.
definitely influence each other for
I
sure.
I think so too. Yeah, definitely. Exactly.
I do want to talk about Kendall because it was Courtney's first time seeing Kendall walk in the show, and she was watching for Givenchy. That was cool. I mean, the fact that Courtney was able to be there for her sister and be like, yo, I've never seen you walk before like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's sad because it makes it that, I mean, they were trying to do this big thing to like go and see Kendall.
I mean,
it's just so sad. But we see Kanye stopping his show due to a family emergency. Everyone was like, I remember watching the video when it first came out and everyone was saying, I could hear in the audience, someone was saying, it's Kanye. He's coming back. He's just being Kanye.
Yeah.
Like a stunt. And it wasn't, obviously. He rushed to, he had to leave. I mean, right. I respect that he had to do that. I would have done the same exact thing as he's done. So the fact that he is willing to drop everything to go to his wife, that shows he is in love with her. I mean, that's definitely. Like
if he didn't, then that would be, like, weird.
Well, it's not even in love. It's just, you know, that's...
Life-threatening.
Right, yeah. Life-threatening. It's your family.
It's
like, you know, you would...
kids.
Right. I mean, you're good friends. You would do that for friends as well. So it just shows that, you know, he's invested in the situation. I mean, exactly. If he didn't do that, then we'd all be bagging on him.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sure Chris would have a lot of words to say, so...
Yeah. Definitely. I wonder what went through that guy's mind who was like, I've got to go out on stage right now and tell Kanye that Kim has been robbed at gunpoint.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I... You know what I wonder? I wonder if he knew, by the time he found out, if he knew she was okay, or if it was like an update like, oh, Kim was robbed. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I wonder if he knew.
If she was okay.
Yeah.
I do want to say, though, it was an intense moment whenever he said, if anything would have happened to you, like, if they would have hurt you, I wouldn't have stopped until they were dead.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, like, that's dark.
He's a ride or die. I mean, he has her back, which he should be. This is your husband. This is the father of your kids, of course. I'd be the same way. Like,
and he's from Chicago, so I'm sure he knows some folks.
You know. Kanye was from Chicago?
I'm sure he knows some folks. He might not go out and do it, but
he'll hire someone.
If these guys end up dead, we know. What happened?
Oh, well, it's not going to be connected to him.
It definitely won't be.
You wouldn't do that for your folks?
Well, I mean, I don't know if I'd go out and kill him.
Let somebody touch my mama. It's going to be a wrap.
Exactly. And it's Kanye, and it's so sad to say this, but I feel like he'd find a way, and, like, he'd get away with it where it's like, I didn't do nothing, but we know you really
And then it's, like, artistic as he has the guy.
No.
On his documentary that comes out after he dies.
This is my wife. This is what you did to her, and this is what I'm going to do.
Movie would be R.
You're right. You find out, like, after he dies, like, oh, so who really killed him? And you find out, like, it was Kanye.
And Kanye's, like, holding his head.
Oh my gosh.
This turned totally.
I mean, I wouldn't put it out of question. I could see it happening, but it is pretty dark.
I have to say, though, that I think, speaking of dark, like, the whole situation, especially when she was talking about how she thought, the first thing when she said that she thought she was going to get raped. Really think about it. Like, she was wearing nothing, and as much as she's obviously, like, you know, it was a traumatic situation, like, she's very lucky that it didn't go to that point.
Yeah, because that's a whole different mental...
Other mental thing. So it's like, because it was very, they were very capable of it. Like, it's easier when she's not dressed. Like, it was almost, like, too easy that she was not dressed, that it would, like, it would have made sense.
Right.
She's really fucking lucky. Oh, my God. Sorry. I just cursed. She's really freaking lucky.
I don't think we can bleep that out.
Sorry. I was really thinking.
Yeah, she is, because thankfully their intent was just to get the jewelry versus, you know, and now, as we've seen the reports and, you know, they've been caught and stuff like that, they weren't very smart at it, because as they were running down, some of the jewelry fell out of the motorcycles. So they weren't really high-end robbers.
Right.
So they weren't even sadistic either. So it's a good thing for her.
Yeah, and Courtney says, like, she was in the club with Kendall, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she gets a text from Simone, which is the fashion designer,
and
was saying, someone's here, and Kim said, just take whatever you want, type of a thing. Like, who's here?
Right.
Do you think that at that moment, Simone knew what was going down, but she was just kind of hiding?
I think she did, definitely, because I think Simone, somewhere in the reports where it said Simone went off the balcony, too, or she rode somewhere, she was able to know that there was another guy in there.
Right.
Like, but then she knew.
Then Courtney said that Kim had called her and was yelling for help from Simone's phone.
Right.
Yeah. So she moved down.
Yeah.
Because I remember them saying how somehow Kim got in contact with Simone, or Simone, somehow they got together. And I don't know if she rolled from somewhere, but I think Simone definitely knew somebody was in there who wasn't supposed to be in there.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I would have texted Courtney or if I would have immediately called security or police. You know what
but,
I mean?
Yeah, but she didn't know the number.
Well, she didn't know.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was saying. It is worse that it was in another country.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. she's like, I don't even know the number.
Exactly. She only knows 911. Yeah.
So you know what I didn't realize until I watched this episode was that... So she was saying that there was two guys, and I didn't realize that they brought the concierge with mm-hmm. them. And he was, I didn't know that.
But wasn't, I always thought the concierge was a man, but it sounded like it was a girl. Because I thought really? I remember her saying she at the end there.
I think it was a man.
I don't know.
And then the concierge was a man.
So did they all go into the room? Because I heard something. I'm just I was still a little confused when she was saying it because... I thought it all happened in the room, but then at one point she's saying she's in the hallway, and the next point she said she's on the bed, so I was like,
and then she was in the balcony, like she was moving around.
Yeah, so what did you guys get from all that?
I got that they brought the concierge up, because he was the one who opened the door, because he had the key. Mm-hmm. They bum-rushed their way in there, and then I thought that they took her out, or she tried to make an escape or something. I don't know how they got in the hallway.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe she somehow got drug out there, or maybe she was in, but the door was open, and and maybe she thought I could just run really quick.
Oh, probably.
But I don't know. I that whole thing, I don't know. I wish we could see, like, a play-by-play, like, where she was and how she ended up here, and then Simone texted Courtney, but then moments later, Kim called her from her phone and was like, help me, help me, help me.
Right.
Type of a thing, and then Pascal, like, ran out and trying to go, and then Jen Atkin, which is the hairstylist, was mm-hmm. the one who ran up to Kindle in the club and was like, yo, she's gotten robbed. And those paparazzi photos that we saw of Kindle running out were intense. Like, you could see Kindle's eyes were freaked out.
Right.
Like, oh, mm-hmm. my gosh, my sister. And she just immediately started crying. And the fact that they got there at the same time the police got there, this all went down so quick. And you think that the police would have been there quicker.
Mm-hmm. It just depends. Oh, just an FYI, 911 works in, obviously, the U.S., Canada, Mexico, Costa Rica, El Salvador, and Paraguay.
Okay.
So maybe when you travel.
Was that one of our viewers who said that?
No, I'm just...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Look at you. That's awesome.
Just searching.
just letting y'all know when you travel, maybe that's the first thing you want to learn, look up.
You probably should. Because you're on vacation, you're not thinking that something bad is going to go down. You need to have these things prepared.
Did you get this? I know this is on like a lighter note real quick, but I don't know why I was picturing Kim's bodyguard. Was his name Pascal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I love how he was like bumping it in the club with Courtney. Yeah. Like, I think that was so great.
Was he the one who got fired though? After
he was, I don't know if he got fired.
There
or
was
not.
One bodyguard who
that was
got,
him.
That was yeah.
Was Pascal got fired.
Yeah, yes. He got fired right after the whole situation. She doubled or tripled the security when they got to New York,
mm-hmm.
and then that. Security.
Why would he? I mean,
but he wasn't on. Was he on?
He was
duty?
On watching the. Courtney and Kendall, he was working with them.
Oh.
They only brought him because they didn't think, for some reason, I don't know why they don't think they're huge stars, because they are.
You can't leave
they
Kim
just
alone.
Thought he would be the only one. Kim's at the house, like, hey, I'm about to go to sleep. Right. Take Pascal. So he was working,
that's
watching
scary.
The girls.
But then there's security. It's kind of like if you're in a gated community. Like, it's mm-hmm. not, it wasn't a hotel. It was a condo,
mm-hmm.
like a condo as a hotel, but you still like rent the room.
It's like an apartment.
Yeah, it's like apartment condo. So there's security there, you know. So they somehow got in. Then they tied up the concierge and they brought the concierge upstairs.
Yeah,
so
it's such a weird. There's something missing, because how do you come in with cameras and security and somehow tie up the concierge like and getting away?
I personally think it was an inside job. That's just me and me watching, you know, the first 48.
Right.
You know, watching my TV show.
Yeah,
I personally think the concierge was in on it. Oh. I think that, that
like
they
he's like
all
acting.
Three of them exactly, because this is a ring of guys. This hasn't happened. This is something that's happened before the stars. It happened to Naomi Campbell years ago. So it's the same guys that were doing this. I think that they got to him. They said, hey, you know, if you come with our group, we'll give you some of the jewelry. We'll give you, you know, some of the money, whatever you need. We just need the key.
Yeah.
Right. And then he acts like the victim.
Maybe, but the concierge did come out and release a statement, because I think he was very, like, hurt by people accusing him of this kind of stuff. If anything, I feel like it might be an inside job with security.
Yeah, like, at least getting in that front, that first door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, because that makes no sense. Like, how did they get away with all of this?
Right.
Like, it's hard.
But what do you really think that they fired Pascal because they thought
somebody was
involved?
Somebody a bodyguard got fired, for sure.
Because, I mean, we hear, like, that thing on the bottom, it said, on the phone, Pascal, and he said, I always make sure that people are at least 10 feet away from Kim at all times.
Yeah.
And if he, like, released that statement and was on, I don't know if he was the one that got fired. Can we look that up?
Yep, looking it up.
Okay, cool.
And also 911 in France is 112.
Oh. Interesting.
Just a little FYI.
Mm-hmm. Wow. See, that I would have never known that. Like, yeah. I would never have known. So, I mean, that's really
they
scary.
They should make it universal. The same everywhere. They should make it 911 literally just all over the world. Exactly. That would make sense.
Yeah, I did love how they said, though, that when they got there, they all hugged Kim, even though she was kind of just, like, out of it. Like, the fact that they got to finally go up, be with her, and Chris said that they left Paris before the sun came up. They were just like, we are out of here. Exactly. Which, honestly, I was a little surprised because I know that they're big stars and they might be able to kind of maneuver around this, but I feel like whenever something this big happens, you're supposed to stick around and not flee the crime scene, even though she obviously was innocent.
Right.
I don't know. Difference.
Well, the fact that the judge flew here within the last 2 months that to get her deposition. Mm-hmm.
She didn't.
I mean, that's not normal.
Yeah, I love that the judge flew here. What? How is that even like...
This is the world we live in right now.
Go ahead.
According to TMZ, they said Pascal didn't get fired.
Oh.
That was October 2016. So I'm still looking it up.
That's good because he didn't do anything.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he was protecting Courtney and Kendall at the time. I mean, the only thing I can see, and I don't want to blame him because every time that I've ever encountered him, he is very...
I love how he's met him. met him too. You met all the Kardashians, not only the bodyguards.
The bodyguards.
He's met all of them.
Him and I have this little thing because when he sees me, he's like, all right, this kid's going to get a photo with Kim. Like he's always been nice, but he's been stern with me. He's always like whenever I met her at Barnes & Noble, he was like, next. And I'm like, hi, how's it going? He's like, good. Like I try to be nice to him.
Right. I mean, but he's working.
He can't really be nice. So I don't know. But he did one time. He did let me touch Kendall because Kendall was walking by. She wasn't allowed to take photos of anybody.
That sounds really funny.
But Kendall kind of like reached out and I looked at him and he had his hand like this and I looked at him and he moved it and I like grabbed Kendall's hand and he was like kind of like, all right, go for it, like whatever.
I love how you like then, went for it. Like,
and then what happened? I just touched her hand.
I was like, hi, because she was walking by and it was the MTV Movie Awards. So I just like looked at him and she kind of reached out to me and then he was like... like, fine. And then I grabbed her hand, and then afterwards, he was fine. But I was like, I'm surprised my arm's not broken off. I thought he was going to, like, put me in, like, a headlock position.
Sorry, I just think it's so funny, because I've never met any of them. Exactly. And he's like, yeah, so when I met Pascal, the bodyguard, I'm like, wait, what? You met him, too? I feel like have you ever met Kylie's dogs?
No, I have not met Kylie's dogs yet.
It's only a
matter of time. Norman and Bambi. And their little babies.
There's another one. All right, this is another story because I love those.
But I feel like he's very good at his job, so I don't want to discount him for that. I feel like he probably didn't have any involvement in it.
Right.
But he was just doing
his job.
He's
only one man, too.
Exactly. I feel like they needed more.
Exactly. I don't know why they thought it would be okay for, especially three of them, to only have him. Mm-hmm. You should at least, I would expect
Well, it's more than three because Chris is there, too. So you have Chris, you have Courtney, you have Kendall, you have Kim.
Yeah, like, what is he going to do if someone comes at all of them?
Right.
I don't know. I think maybe they thought because it's another country.
I don't know, but she's been there. She knows that the people love her. She knows she gets, you know, a grip, like, mugged. Not
but
mugged,
more
but, like,
than you,
so
more
many
than
people.
Here?
Yeah.
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 Overseas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You saw.
That's what it else
was. Yeah, but I didn't.
Think of Diana.
Yeah.
I think that the thing is I feel like she probably... is loved everywhere, obviously, but whenever she goes to these different countries, she's not there very often. So everyone and their mother comes out to try to at least get a glimpse of her while she's in their country, because mainly she's here in LA.
Mm-hmm.
So people see her all the time, TMZ, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But when she goes to another country, it's like, oh my gosh, Kim is here for the next few days. We need to catch a glimpse of this princess.
Remember when she was in Armenia? And,
Armenia, they did that.
I mean, there was a whole other thing, but it was live on TV, and they all three of them just getting, like, pretty much... tackle.
They probably as much as they're cautious, she loves Paris so much that she probably was naive and oh, I love Paris, they love me, you know, like it was
or maybe she thought there's no way anyone would know that I don't have security tonight. Everyone always has security always, so she probably was like, eh, it's not that big of a deal, I'm kind of tired, I'm gonna stay here for the night.
What's sad is that the one time she doesn't and that happens, she's now going to forever be afraid to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, their security's tripled now.
Chris is like, this is not going to happen. It's so sad, you know? Like, she'll never be able to be alone.
Exactly. Yeah, Chris was like, this is not happening anymore. Like, this was unacceptable. We are going to have people on each one of us at all times. So they've upped their security. Think of how much more money that's going to cost. But, I mean, they have the money. But I did understand whenever we see Kim and Kanye in the elevator getting ready to go talk to the kids, how they made that joint decision to be like, you know what, we're not going to tell the kids, we don't want to scare them. Right. I think that's good. When they're older, you can explain it to them, but at this point, there's no need to frighten them.
Yeah, right. What would you say? Like, what would be the point?
Right.
Yeah. There's no point of telling them that young. Even if they were like 7, that's still like young, unless you're like watching TV or going online and are able to see these things. There's no point.
Something that really upset me was the fact that people in the media were trying to say that Kim did this as a publicity stunt or to like get views or whatever, like Howard Stern. Howard Stern says a lot of crazy things, but I was a little upset that he went on to say something stupid as that.
There was a couple of conspiracy theories. One was, this is just funny, but it's sad, but it's funny. They said that it happened in order to distract us from the elections.
Ugh.
So she was like, it was in cahoots with the government, the U.S. government, to distract us with the whole Hillary, Donald Trump thing going on.
Which is like, what?
Which, you know, it did distract us, but it wasn't obviously done for that purpose. Mm-hmm. And then the other one was for the ratings. They said because, you know, the ratings had dipped a little bit.
I didn't even know that they did. Yeah.
But even Kim was like, why would I do this and expose myself to make it look like I'm easily accessible? And then not only that, but the fact that I would never be able to wear my engagement or my wedding ring again. Like, right. She's like, there's no way that, like, I mean, come on, Howard Stern. Not. Like,
what? No, they took the ring.
Yeah, they took it. Did they ever find any of her jewelry?
I think they had mentioned getting some of it back, but not the ring. I think she might have got a replica, like a.
That's what I was going to say. But I mean, I think I mean, I'm not going to lie. At first when I heard that, it's, like, so unreal. Like, you don't hear that happening a lot to celebrities. So I was like, no way. Like, this is just fake. But then I really sat and thought about it, and I was like, how could someone really think? Like, that's so messed up to really sit there. And can you imagine being the family and being like, nope, we're faking it. Thinking like, that you and your family are faking it. Like, that's so, like,
degrading. That's so degrading of people as viewers or fans that feel like they have the right to judge them like that and be like, oh, I think that this is how it happened. No, it's still stupid. Oh, like, you guys, you know what I mean?
Are we surprised, though? Like, what? I'm not surprised that people...
No.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised.
Crazy. Especially social media. People are crazy.
Exactly. They do so much... I think people just thought that because they do so much for attention. But this is extreme. Yeah. Like, I would see them like, oh, we're going to go buy a store. Like, that would be more publicity. Right. But, like, to say... I've been raped, I've been robbed, you know, all this other stuff. Like, that's pushing it.
There's a lot,
that's selling your soul if you were trying to do that for, you know,
that's
views.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I don't know, because, I mean, you know, you have, I definitely don't think that's why they did it. But because you have, like, trolls, right? So they're invested in their negative opinion on the Kardashians. So you have Kim, she, you know, poses nude once in a while. So that's, you know, definitely attention. You can do whatever you want, but once you put it out on social media, you have to expect the backlash from that.
Right.
And then you have Kendall, you have everybody, all the Kardashians, more than others, putting themselves, their lives out there. You know, Kim was mentioning before they even barged in that she was saying, you know, she's on Snapchat, you know, saying that she's getting ready for bed.
No, I know.
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, you're putting all that out there. So for the trolls, it's giving you, like, hey, well, you know, you're willing to put yourself naked on this, so why wouldn't you do this?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely a jump, though. Like, you know, someone being kind of confident with their body and then, like, faking something like that. So people make jumps like that, and it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. That's ridiculous. But that night, she was seen on Snapchat FaceTiming Blac Chyna about saying something about, sorry, I couldn't be at the baby shower or something like that.
Oh,
wow. And then she also had been showing her ring that night on the Snapchat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so saying, I'm getting ready to go to bed, and then everyone knowing that Pascal was with Courtney and Kendall. I mean, social media is sometimes not a good thing because right there you saw, okay, Pascal's gone. Okay, there's the ring. Okay, she's alone. She's getting ready to go to bed. Easily accessible. These guys were following her, as she had said.
Right. Yeah.
They were following her. They knew the right moment to attack. They had their window. They knew she was going to leave the next day. They went for it, and they almost got away with it. Luckily not. I feel like bad guys more than not don't get away with it.
Yeah.
Wait, so did they find them?
Yeah, they're caught.
So how did they find them and who are they? Are they in jail? Because I'm not up to date with that.
It was almost like a really sloppy Ocean's 11 hit. I don't know if you've seen the movie, but it was kind of like a bunch of guys who, there was like an older guy who was like the head of it, came up with the plan, and then they executed it. And then as they were running down, this is the funny part, as they were running down, some of the jewelry fell. So I think they caught them, what are we, in March, I want to say, before Christmas? Either before Christmas or in January, they got caught, and the pictures came out. So I can look up the pictures for you guys. But
I'd love to see what they
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just a lousy...
What would you expect? I mean, if you're going to rob someone as...
Exactly.
Like, someone like Kim Kardashian, you're going to get caught. Like, they're
going to... But maybe they didn't think that, because it's been going on. It's been happening to celebs for a while. We just never really heard about it. Like, overseas, they do this. Like,
yeah.
This is and what even, they well,
you,
strive
I mean,
in.
You look at kidnappers in Mexico. Like, that's a common thing, too. Mm-hmm. I just think that either a couple of things. It was a plan, and they didn't have enough time to, like, execute it. So, you know, they put two and two together as far as Kim and her social media and saw that window of opportunity. Or it was not planned, and they're all, you know, they're all used to executing other robberies very well, and this one was like, hey, this is an opportunity, let's just go for it. It's either one of those two options,
right? Because most of the time, I mean, people are gonna be like, oh, someone was robbed, and they're not gonna maybe pay as much of attention to it. But whenever it's a high like A-list celebrity getting robbed and taking millions of dollars, that makes it a little different. It's not like this little robbery,
right?
It's like a huge deal. So they probably were a little sloppy. They didn't realize, okay, you know, they probably thought we have this little opportunity, let's just do it, and they didn't think things very like as thoroughly
and
as
the fact
possible.
That like, you know, cops and robbers 101, like I'm glad she's safe, but she saw their faces.
I mean, no,
she
masks.
Had masks.
Well, she still witnessed the whole scenario. Like all the good cop movies or robber movies, people who actually get away with it, they execute the people, so they're not there to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad. I'm glad that didn't happen. But it seemed like, you know, according to. You were mentioning your TV show. Like, according to TV shows, obviously, because we're not, you know, professionals. Yeah. According to TV shows, it's just, like, it's very... They made a lot
right.
of mistakes.
And as morbid as that sounds, like, you're right, though. Even Kim even said, okay, like, I know how this plays out. Like, this happens.
And you wonder why they didn't do one of the two things she said, which is, like I'm saying, it's not... Obviously, we don't want that to happen, whether it's rape and death, but you wonder, like, in their heads... You're like, it's like you almost, it's just a weird thing. Like, why didn't they? Did they
I felt
really,
like they
you know
were just
mean?
There for the jewelry.
Right.
Like,
and a timing thing, maybe,
and
too.
That, too. Yeah. And the head boss, you never know. The head boss is like, listen, don't hurt her. Excuse me, don't hurt her. Don't do this. Go in, get your jewelry, and get out so we can sell this. Mm-hmm. If you do anything extra, you're going to be over time. You know? You know, something might happen. Somebody might pop up.
I mean, within minutes... I mean, I don't know how many minutes, but within minutes, Pascal was there, the family was there, the police were there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that thought may have crossed his mind, but then he might have been like, I don't have time for this. And the fact, if that's the only thing that stopped him from raping her, I am so glad that that happened. Yeah. Because, thank God, because, I mean, if she's naked and he grabs her by the legs and pulls him towards her,
that's a
very, like, dominant, like, come here move if her legs are open. I mean, if she literally didn't have anything on under the robe, as graphic as that sounds... I mean, it wouldn't be much of a jump if these people are already being aggressive. So thank God that did not happen to her, because I can only imagine that would have scarred her even worse.
Oh,
but the fact that she was mature enough to be like, oh my gosh, like I have to mentally prepare myself. The fact that she was just so, like, I don't know how she did it. And everyone bashes her and everyone says that she's like, oh, you know, Kim Kardashian, blah, blah, blah. She is a strong woman.
Yeah,
and I respect her for that. I'm so happy that she's okay. And seeing her sit down with Chloe and Courtney and kind of explaining the situation and everything that went through her mind about like running and hopefully not getting shot in the back and how she hid like on the balcony and everything. The whole thing was just so like, I felt so in the moment. I felt like I was there consoling her. I just,
you don't know until that happens if you can, like, that you have to be strong. I think when you're in that moment, I'm not, like, saying that she's not strong, but I think anyone in that position, it's, like, a kind of natural instinct to protect yourself and the way that your mind works. Like, you just don't know until something like that happens. So it's, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, I mean, she's right, though. She said, I know how these stories play out. And she is very, very lucky that they did not shoot her. Because, I mean, that is scary. That, I mean, that's what usually happens, like you said.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying.
According to Makeup Animal, she said she read an article on ET and it's saying that the bodyguard was fired. And then Eric White says the white chick is hot as hell.
Completely. Wait, what is this username?
It just says Eric White.
Thank you, Eric White. Wow. Thank you.
Look at her face getting a little red.
Because we're talking about Kim getting robbed, and that just like came out of nowhere. I was like, whoa, okay.
Well, you know.
Eric White, you can find her at...
Let's Face It with Justine. But it's all makeup stuff that I post, but it's okay. You can be a guy and like my makeup stuff. For Makeup Animals, is that what?
Makeup, yeah, Makeup Animal.
Well, if you like makeup, follow me too.
Little self-promo there. But I was interested to see that the concierge was the one who was the kind of the interpreter here and kind of was like, tell them I have children. And I, the fact that they couldn't understand each other and the concierge was the one that had to, you know, be the interpreter, that's scary in itself because these men who are masked, who are coming in dressed as police, and she said whenever the real police got there, she didn't know what was real anymore because they were dressed like the robbers.
Yeah,
this could be
scary.
Another guy's coming in to clean up after the job. Like, you never know which... You never know. I mean, the police there could have been in cahoots, too. You know, you never know. So, I mean, I would have been terrified. I'm sure that's why they had to just get out of there. They left.
And they didn't know who to trust.
Like, I would have went to the consulate. That would have been my first move, even before I even went to the airport. Like, because you don't know who to trust. You know, it's, you know, this is, you know, technically not your country. And you don't know what's happening. So I would have definitely went to the consulate first.
Just
to
be consulate.
The consulate, like the U.S. consulate. Every country has that. So if you go if you go like anywhere in the world, like Paris, France, England, wherever, there's always a U.S. consulate. So if anything,
I thought it was like the embassy.
Oh, sorry, the embassy. We call it consulate in Canada. My bad.
Oh, okay. I sound so dumb. Going crazy here?
Okay. So yeah, anywhere in the world, if there's any issues, you lost your passport, or you're just not feeling safe, that's the place that you go to. So I would have definitely did that first.
I probably would have too, because when you think about it, what if they had this airplane on standby? Like they could have done something crazy there too. And so, thank God they're safe. I hope that they have doubled up the security or tripled it, whatever. I hope that everyone, this never happens again. The only sad part is they are very interactive with their fans. They usually do meet and greets and stuff. Mm-hmm. And they may do less of that now because of that. I mean, Chloe had a meet and greet that I was supposed to go to the day after this happened. And she canceled it.
Is that the book signing?
It was the book signing.
Or the jeans one?
Well, there was a book signing where she was actually supposed to meet people. She canceled it. Then that same day, they scheduled a Good American Jean thing that was supposed to be a meet and greet, and they canceled the meet and greet portion. So I feel like they probably will cancel most meet and greets. They probably won't be able to be as close to fans, which does suck. But at the same time, you got to do what you got to do. Right. And as a family, like, I get it.
I don't know. I think they're going to, because, you know, Kim stopped with their social media. Actually, they all stopped with their social media right after that happened. But they're all kind of back on it, especially, you know, if you look at, whoever's doing their social media, but they're back on it, especially with the show and stuff like that. So I think it's just going to be more security. Mm-hmm. And when they do meet and greets, it's going to be more of a controlled area. Like stuff is going to be way more controlled, almost like presidential style.
Yeah. Which I think, honestly, it should be. They're huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like a little nobody, and I had this weird stalker one time. And you feel so naked, and like they know you feel like they act like they know where you're at, and it's scary. And I like couldn't sleep for a long time. I can't imagine being on her level of fame and knowing that there are bad people out there trying to do bad things to you. It's so scary.
But knowing that you have like six big burly guys outside your doors is probably a little better.
Yeah, that's true. So let's go ahead and go on a lighter note and get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so the first thing that I want to talk about, we have this lovely photo, and this is Chloe at her Boo Tristan Thompson's game against the Clippers. She is seen wearing what seems to be maybe an engagement ring, and she has not called off the rumors yet that she isn't. So what do you guys think of this picture? Do you think that that is her engagement ring, or do you think that she's doing this?
They have to do, like, I feel like they have fun at this point, because she has to know that that is going to happen.
That's going to happen. You're wearing she's going ring to her boyfriend's finger. Big game, and, you know.
Who cares, though? I mean, it's a fabulous ring. I'll wear it on my ring finger, too.
Right?
Exactly. I definitely don't think she's engaged. She knows, you know, she's got to take this one a little bit slower.
Yep.
But it's a cute
ring.
Think
she'll take it in love with... I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Yeah, I don't either.
She's so in love with love that it's hard to hold back from
yeah.
her.
Yeah, and she's had...
She's the one I root for.
Yeah. But you would think in the past, like, she would take a little slower. Because her last boyfriend, the last basketball player James. Who played for the... Yes, yeah. James. Went out and bashed her. Like, after...
Well, not that, but he cheated on her.
He cheated on her.
And then he gonna bash her after he
yeah,
cheated.
Yeah, but then there's the whole thing with Lamar Odom. And when Lamar Odom came out of rehab, she essentially was taking care of him. So as the boyfriend, you're like, okay, I get you care about your ex-husband, but you're investing more. So I think she would definitely rush into it. On top of that, you know, this sounds really sexist. She's not getting any younger, so.
The thing that I hate to say, and yeah, I don't want
to...
Really,
she wants to try, because you remember she had problems trying to have kids the first time.
Right.
So,
been the one that's wanted kids and to get married, and it makes me sad that she's the only one that doesn't have kids
exactly.
and get married. Like, it makes me really sad.
And I don't want to be stereotypical here, but I just want to say... The majority of the people that I know and love who have dated or been with, you know, people on basketball teams, these guys have women at their fingertips and literally can get whoever they want. Like, I hate to say it, but I mean, let's be honest. We have so many people that we could name off that have been cheated on by basketball players.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not. I can't. I know a lot of basketball players, so I can't hop on with that.
You can't. I mean,
I can't go on board with that.
I mean, okay, that's fine. But I mean,
it's not just basketball. Anybody that's
it's sports,
anyone, or no, anyone that has money. No,
okay, but,
anyone that has money.
But we know the thing with athletes; they have that stigma. Where
listen to me, the proof is
they don't be cheating. I know they be in that hotel room.
You don't agree?
I don't agree. I think
they don't be sneaking around.
This is a whole nother conversation in itself.
Okay,
I think. For instance, Shaq's wife, she was dating him. She knew everything that was... She was married to him. She knew everything that was going on. The moment that they broke up was when he got not even sloppy, just blatantly out there in Miami. So, yes, I agree. Like, yes, there are the stereotypes there, but you have to know, even, for instance, James Harden's dating a Kardashian. There was issues, like, the fans didn't like that. And even, you know, other athletes who date other people, the fans don't necessarily like that, so you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
So, but you can't put that... Like,
I don't think it has to do with... I don't think it has... I don't think it's about basketball players or sports players. I think it has to do with a money thing. And a lot of times, if you have money, whether or not... You don't have to be a sports player. You could literally just be someone that has money.
Yeah.
And you can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So it's hard to know. It doesn't matter like what you do.
Cookie from the block with two teeth. If he has $1 billion, we'll find a girl.
But at the same time, like, I hate to say it, but, like, I mean, I've tried so hard to, like, push this away. But then at the same time, you're like, well, the proof is in the pudding. Literally, like, Swaggy P, James Harden, like, all these people are doing these types of things.
There's so many other athletes out there that we
I know.
I mean, props to
well.
The good ones. But it's just so many bad ones that overshadow the good ones.
The majority are probably the majority of them are probably.
This is generalizing, and that's what nobody wants
right.
in this world.
And the majority of them are probably cool, but at the same time,
whatever.
Okay. Another thing, really, really quick, because they're wanting us to wrap. Rob, China, and family attend a private screening of Beauty and the Beast for Rob's 30th birthday. They rented out a section that was really cool. I would love that as a birthday present. Mm-hmm. Another thing was everyone thought that the Kardashians have always been banned from the Oscars, but it just turns out that they were not banned. They just are not movie stars, so they just didn't feel like attending,
right.
Which is one of the things.
And it's boring as all get out. Nobody wants
sense.
To sit there.
Honestly, award shows and just in general, a lot are not all of them, but I've a lot are boring. The red
carpets
are fun.
Yeah, the red carpets are
fun.
The red carpet and the after party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like if I do a red carpet, I'm good, and I'm like, I don't really care about the show.
Yes.
All right, well, we got to wrap, but really quick before we go, I do want to say there are probably the majority of sports players who do not do this, but there are the few who overshadow everyone, and those are the ones we hear about. So I do give props to all the good ones out there, and I do not think anything poorly about you guys. Mm. But we love you guys. Thanks for joining us. And again, we are so happy that Kim is safe, and this episode was very nice to kind of to have everything kind of wrap up and be together. But again, where can we find you on social media?
At TK Trandad on everything. Thanks, guys, for hopping on the live chat. So definitely keep doing that.
You can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that great stuff at Howard the Third. And of course, HowardTheThird.com.
You can find me everywhere, Let's Face It with Justine, and on Twitter, Let's Face It 33.
And you guys can find me on my new talk show for Popcorn Talk, Millennial Hollywood. We
Yay!
Are going live Woo! Every week, and I'm super excited for that, so make sure you tune in. Also, you can find me everywhere at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. And I love you guys so much. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Have a great
Bye.
Night.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.